The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Quality Roofing Solutions.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. A little drifters for you up on the roof, because you know why. Quality Roofing is in the house today. We have Brian Ward, who's the founder and CEO, and Ben Murphy, their director of marketing. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Well, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. I'm digging this song I haven't heard in about 40 years. They're looking at me blankly.
Dust off the old cobwebs on that LP.
Yes, Up on the Roof was one of my favorite tunes. So there you go. So yep. Up on the Roof, we're here to talk about Quality Roofing. So tell me a little bit about your company. You've been in Pensacola a while now.
Yeah, so Quality Roofing has been around since 2006. We're a locally owned and operated company. Our owner Brian Ward's here, obviously, with me. But, you know, we're fortunate to be able to serve the San Rosa, Escambia County, all the way over to Okaloosa and Walton County, and be your residential roofer. We're here to take care of any roofing concerns or issues that customers may have, and we're certainly here to answer any questions that customers might have.
Okay, so on that note, if you have a question, that's the deal here. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel, and we have our roofing experts in the house right now. Got a question about roofing? We are in the hurricane season. It might be time to maybe shore some things up for your home and get protected. 850-437-1620. So do you all do new construction as well, or just repairs, or how does all that work? What are your specialties, I guess, would be the question.
Sure. We're primarily residential roof replacement. We also offer new construction services, but fewer new construction. It's more custom homes.
Sure.
That we do new construction roofs for.
Okay. So one of the questions that I wanted to ask you was, so you've been doing this how long now?
Oh, goodness. Nearly 20 years.
So you got started in this business and then founded your own company. That's pretty right. Impressive.
Thank you.
Not everybody can do that. You know that, right? That's really something to be proud of. So from your time out there, you've been doing this a long time. So what's one of the most common mistakes that you see homeowners make when it comes to like roof maintenance or repairs? Because I wasn't so good when I had my house about keeping up with right. things. So what are some things, especially now as we're in hurricane season?
Yeah, I'd say by far the most common issue is waiting too long. When you see that first little sign of a leak, mm-hmm. it's just a very small spot. It doesn't seem all that concerning, but once it gets to a point, and all of a sudden that quarter size, nickel size spot turns into a hole in your ceiling, then it's a big deal. But you know, I think that's probably the most common thing that I see is just letting those things go a little bit longer than they should.
Should they call you as soon as they see that little brown line in the ceiling? You know, you see that little, did that come from where did that come from? And you're thinking, oh, it must be a mistake. Like I have denial about when I see that little brown spot.
Was that there already?
Yeah. But that must have been there already.
It's just a shadow.
It may be, it's just a
bigger shadow today.
Did the bugs get up there? You know, so that's the time, right?
That's right. Because you never know. Those leaks are fickle.
Well, just talk about that because you're an expert on that. And a leak to me is a leak. I have no knowledge in this field, but you're the expert. So what do you look for, especially around the edges of the windows or when you see something on the ceiling? Talk about that. Tell us about what to look for.
Yeah, so obviously looking for stains, discoloration. The places that you see those most common are going to be above penetrations. So directly above your kitchen sink, there's a penetration for your plumbing vent there. Generally above your commode or the bathroom sink, there's also a plumbing penetration.
Because I think in the shower, when I'm in the bathroom, maybe it was just the shower.
Right.
I was wondering, maybe it's the shower head's not hooked right.
Yeah. Above your oven or your stove range,
mm-hmm.
Around your chimney, places like that where there's something that penetrates the roof, those are by far the most common places to experience those leaks. But again, leaks can be a bit fickle, so it's not always automatic that as soon as it starts leaking, it drips onto the ceiling and begins to create a stain. Oftentimes, those leaks are a little bit slower, so it takes a long duration rain before it saturates the roof decking and your insulation to the point that it would actually present as a stain on the sheetrock.
So let me understand this. By the time you see that little brown spot, you've got a problem.
That's right. And sometimes that problem may be much bigger, depending on the severity and the rate of the leak.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that problem can be a lot bigger than it appears to be. In other cases, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
But in most cases, it is.
Does it cost a lot to have someone from your team come out and look at it?
No. We'll come out and take a look at it for free.
Oh, okay. Because that would be well worth the phone call, wouldn't it?
That's right.
What's the number?
Oh, you can get in touch with our team at, of course, 850-788-7691.
Okay, and you also have a great looking website. I took a look at it.
Thank you.
QualityRoofingSolutions.com. Okay.
You know, that's a great resource. Of course, you can get in touch with us. We have got our contact form and phone number, but there's a lot of resources that we've put out there. You know, we want to make sure that a customer, anybody who's in the market for a roof, they've got all the information they need before they make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure we're as clear and transparent as we can be by providing, again, additional resources, information, things that we're learning from our industry partners to make sure that our customers are aware of what's available for them.
Okay, so I have a house, let's say, that I've had the same roof for 20 years or whatever. I'm not seeing any profound leaks or problems, but it's probably time to have a look at it and have it replaced. So I call you, you come out, and you agree and say, yeah, you really need to do that. Can you walk me through the process, like from beginning to end? How does that work?
Sure.
Because that's kind of intimidating if you haven't done it before.
Right,
what do you do?
Right. So we refer to that as our customer journey. It's just like really try to make the process super simple and easy to understand. So generally that starts with inspection, mm-hmm. a thorough inspection to make sure that we have a comprehensive understanding of exactly what needs to happen to correct whether a repair or replacement, either one. Once we've got that roof approved, of course, we would schedule the job.
Right.
And generally, that's a tentative schedule. Of course, we're working.
We're on weather here.
That's right. So then, of course, we got to pull the permits, order the materials. There's a lot
of
communication.
Do you do all that, or does the homeowner have to get permits and stuff, or is that something y'all take care of?
We take care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Turnkey.
That's
turnkey.
Right.
Oh, see, that's important, because I'm thinking, that's where I go right away, what do I have to do? I've never done this before. So it's a little scary.
Yeah, for someone who's never done it before, it certainly can be. But no, we make that process super easy. Then, of course, we're keeping in contact as we approach our scheduled install day, and then on build day, through the roof replacement process, obviously that starts by protecting the perimeter of the home, landscaping, mm-hmm. things of that nature, and then of course you do the tear off, inspect the decking, re-nail, new underlayment, new flashings, new drip edge. New shingles, the entirety of the roof system, until we've got it completed, cleaned up. Cleanup is something that we really, really focus on, and I know that it's really important to our customer, and we want to try to make sure that we leave everything as clean or cleaner than it was when we.
Yeah, I've seen some in the neighborhood, some jobs that where they got done, and then they were the stuff everywhere.
That's
it's not a good look.
Well, it's a major construction project. It gets messy.
Yes,
but
doubt.
Making sure that you do a great job on the back end to clean that up is really important to us.
So say you have like a 3-bathroom, 2-bedroom home. About how long would it's not really typical here in Pensacola. There's so many differences. But about how long does it take?
Generally, for a common size home, it's 1 day. Project.
One day? I was thinking weeks.
No.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. That's much more manageable.
But like you mentioned, there's lots of variables. More complex roofs or difficult access, mm-hmm. things of that nature can sometimes make those jobs, even of the same size, make those jobs spill over into a second day. But for the most part, those are generally completed in a day.
That's amazing. Okay, I had no idea. I thought it was a much longer process. And then if you get up there, let's say you find some other issues that are more severe, are those things that you can repair? You suddenly getting, you're seeing rot wood, or you're seeing something under the shingles that's a bigger problem. Is that something y'all take care of, or do you have companies that you work with? How does that work?
No, that's something we absolutely take care of. And one of the things that we really pride ourselves on is documentation of those things and communication to our customer about those. Naturally, if we find those things, in order to be code compliant and follow best practices with regard to construction, we have to replace those things. So unfortunately, it's not really an option for the homeowner in order to, you know,
once
to replace
you discover it.
Right.
Yeah.
But we document them really, really well to provide assurance to the homeowner, like, this is definitively, you know, what we found, why we need to replace it, and kind of show a before and after of mm-hmm. all of those.
Right.
Try to make sure we communicate in that respect, really.
Our crews are, during roof replacements, are taking hundreds of photos. I mean, like, not saying there's that much damage, but
right.
of the process. So there's just that assurance from start to finish, from actually when our estimator shows up on the site mm-hmm. and is working with the customer, they're taking photos to develop that estimate. So all the way through the process, through final completion, we're taking photos. And like I said, we hundreds of photos.
Well, that's so important, because the absolutely. Documentation makes all the difference when it comes to insurance
and exactly,
whether getting yeah. the policy to begin with, but then God forbid something happen, you've got that documentation to show what you've done that has now since been damaged. Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about that, so I'm sure the next question is going to be what about financing? Because what would you say is the range? I guess it could be endless, right? The range of how much it costs, but typically, is there like a typical amount for a roof replacement?
I would say an average in the Santa Rosa Escambia County area is going to be around 15 to 17.
That sounds average.
Mm-hmm. But there's certainly ones that come in much less than that, even 8 to 10,000. But certainly others that come in above that.
Yeah, of course.
It's all dependent upon the circumstances. But we absolutely do offer financing, and we've got some really good specials going. So,
well, talk about those. Let's talk about what's been going on.
Right now, we have a 999 that can be anywhere from a 2 to a 20 year term.
Mm-hmm.
You really have control over what your monthly payment is. So we can choose a term that makes the most sense for you and aligns with what your budget is on a monthly month to month basis. That we also have a 12-month no interest. So,
that's great.
If you're expecting, right, so maybe you don't have the money today or don't want to pull it from retirement or mm-hmm. something of that nature, but you know that you've got some money coming within the next 12 months, then we can get that roof taken care of, and you don't have to worry about incurring any interest over that.
That's huge.
Over the term. Now, there is a payment, but we can defer those payments for 90 days.
Wow, that's really helpful too. Because if you are doing your roof, you may have other things that you're working on as well. So that can get to be insurmountable in terms of monthly payments. But if you've got a deferment, that helps tremendously. But I also work with MySafe Florida. Let's talk about MySafe Florida program, because there's actually help out there too.
Yeah, and that's exactly, I was just going to chime in there. With what Brian's mentioned with the same as cash, combined with the fact that the MySafe Florida program is will be refunded $280 million, Brian?
That's right.
Here in August, like, that's a great opportunity for homeowners to take advantage of this program that's sponsored by the state's helping you, make your house hurricane strong.
Mm-hmm.
For every dollar that you put in, they'll put $2 in up to
10.
Up to 10. So,
up
yeah.
to 10,000.
Yeah, you pay up mm-hmm. to 5, they'll pay up to 10. So,
Very helpful.
You could do something like that, get your roof on, and you know that check's coming, and just pay off that additional difference. Like, it's a great opportunity right now.
So where would someone go? Because you work directly with them. Is that correct?
That's correct.
As a company. So where would they go to get that?
We're an approved contractor within mysafeflhome.com.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly anybody who's interested can learn more there, or those who have previously applied for the program and were put on hold, if you will,
mm-hmm.
they'll actually have first priority. So make sure you log back in and check on the status of your submission, if you will, to see
right.
what that looks like.
Okay. If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're talking with Brian Ward, who's the founder and CEO for Quality Roofing, and Ben Murphy, their director of marketing, talking about roofing options and the things that you can do to get your home safe as we get ready for hurricane season. I love this My Safe Florida Home program. It's really huge. It can be a big game changer for a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll kind of interject there if I could a little bit. I actually took advantage of that program myself.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Was it complicated? Because that's kind of like you get intimidated when you start filling out information and stuff.
It was a really straightforward process. I was fortunate to be working at Quality Roofing at the time. And through my position in learning about that program, I was like, I had an Ivan roof. I had a most Ivan roof, so that, you know, that 20...
Almost everyone in town has an Ivan roof, unfortunately.
And thankfully, it held up through Sally, but
wow,
it was time. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I was able to sign up for it. Very easy to, again, with the MySafeFLHome.com. When I put in my information, they contacted me, I think, within 2-3 weeks, and an inspector from the state or someone that they contract comes out and does an inspection of the property and assesses what items on your home may be eligible for upgrade, whether that's windows, doors.
Oh, so it's including windows as well.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different things. And then, of course, the roof is a big part of that. And so ours, again, being an Ivan roof, we qualified and were able to select Quality Roofing. The guys came out and knocked out my 1,900 square foot house in a day.
That's amazing.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Our crews are like a well-oiled machine. It's just
talk about that a little bit too, because you know different companies have different standards. So talk a bit about the kind of the atmosphere of your company, Brian, since you founded it. Because I love local owned businesses. I love businesses that have people who have invested their own personal energy and time into making it successful. So what do you think are the reasons for your success? And talk a bit about your company's standards, I guess would be a good word, or what's sure. quality? Yeah.
So, you know, I think we've done a really good job, and not just me. I've got a really great team around me. But I think we've done a really good job at building a culture around really clear values and accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as we've grown, I feel like we've doubled down on hiring people who live those same values. You know, I think we've empowered leaders inside of our organization to help us uphold that quality and the culture at every level throughout it.
Well, that's important. I think that's very important to have a positive culture, an honest culture, that willingness to work. How are they doing in the heat right now?
They're hanging in there.
I was going to say.
They're hanging in there.
If they're
there.
Showing it's up tough. For work, you've got some good employees because it is hot out there.
Getting started early and kind of staying late and then, you know, taking a longer break midday when it's, you know, the worst part of it.
Mm-hmm. Gosh. Okay. So what have we not talked about today that you'd like to touch on in terms of your company and Quality Roofing? Anything about hurricane season as we're getting lots of rain. How is that affecting roofs?
It is challenging, but you know, we've got what we sort of coined our weather ready protocol. We have it within our production war room. We've got multiple big screen TVs where there's constant monitoring of local news, radar.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, we've got management internally that keeps an eye on that and make sure that all of our assets or all of our teams where there's active projects,
mm-hmm.
They're aware of where rain is currently at, where
thunderstorms.
It's headed. Yeah, just, you know, staying prepared for that so that we can still be, you know, we can still work because you may be here at the radio station, you may not get a drop.
That's
but
right.
Everybody else in Pensacola got two inches.
It's so true. So true.
Just, you know, closely monitoring that and being aware, keeping tarps, you know, ready for emergency situations. But just staying hyper vigilant.
Right.
Really. and keeping an eye on things to make sure that we don't have any accidents. But just part of what we do here in Florida, you never know.
The thing too is with Quality Roofing in Florida, from what I understand that y'all have told me about, is that you have that culture. You've been around a long time. You're a local business, because here's what happens. We get a big storm, something comes in, and all these fly-by-night people come in. So talk about your certifications, the things that make you qualified to do this.
I mean, as of course, being a licensed roofer here in the state of Florida,
it matters.
Of course.
Because there really are a lot of fly-by-nights. Like, you see them, they come rolling in here with their pickup trucks and crews from who knows where.
And we've had a lot of calls from we connect with our team and learn these things. And, we've had not our customers, but customers of those fly-by-night companies who mm-hmm. are just trying to get in contact with someone, or I know I've had team members on our permitting team who have helped people find their permits for those roof jobs because they can't even get in touch with the other companies.
That's not good.
So, the fact that we're here, not only locally, but we're going to be here mm-hmm. after the fact. If there are any kind of issues, we've got an incredible workmanship warranty. So we're going to take care of that issue. We've got a dedicated in-house team that is there, so it's not just put on the back burner for mm-hmm. when that crew gets to it. No, we're going to take care of that issue, because ultimately it's how their experience and how you left them feeling. And so our job is to give them a quality experience from start to finish.
Okay, so we're talking with Brian and Ben from Quality Roofing. If you've got a question, we still have a few minutes left at 850-437-1620. So Brian, as the founder and CEO of Quality Roofing Solutions, what would you say has been the most rewarding part of building and leading this company? What's your favorite part? Because I'm not sure that being up on the roof in 106 degree heat, although he does have a pretty good suntan, I have to say.
Well, I still do very much enjoy just being out and just like working with my hands is actually a relief from being behind a desk so much. So I still find solace in that. But I think the most rewarding part by far has been seeing our team grow. Mm-hmm. Over the years, but not just grow, like not just in numbers.
Right.
There's been a lot of other growth and things like leadership and confidence. And
that's so important that you're building that culture.
Yeah, and see people like growing in their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
There's been several, more than several, really. A lot of people that I can see like really growing personally and professionally.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been exciting to see. And then watch them step into their potential. And I think maybe as much or more than that is seeing some of the impacts from the things that we do inside of the community. That's really important to me.
What are some of the things that you do?
So we're affiliated with the ARC Gateway.
One of my favorite.
Kids House.
Yeah.
Historically, and I think we're an integral part of helping bring in some financial education curriculum into the San Jose County School District, where we sponsored every high school in the San Jose County School District.
That's a lot. Wow.
Yeah, but it was something that was important to me. It's something I wish that I had when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
They don't teach you much about financial education when you're in high school.
No, then they really should.
And that was part of that the curriculum that we sponsored there. And then ultimately, the school district adopted it and no mm-hmm. longer needed a sponsor. But I wish that I had that. And an add-on piece to that that was really exciting to me was there's the foundations in financial literacy,
mm-hmm.
but then there's also foundations in entrepreneurship as a sort of a secondary elective course. And that to me, again, if I had access to some education like that, even as an elective in high school, it would have been really impactful.
And, wow.
I just really love pouring back into the communities.
Okay. Well, that is a great testimony. We've been talking with Quality Roofing. Someone just texted in, what's the phone number? I want to call them. So what's the phone number, website, real quick?
850-788-7691.
One more time.
Yep. 850-788-7691 or QualityRoofingSolutions.com.
All right. Thank you so much for being here. Quality Roofing Solutions on Pep Talk.